81. Some people believe that the best way of learning about life is by listening to the advice of family and friends. Other people believe that the best way of learning about life is through personal experience. Compare the advantages of these two different ways of learning about life. Which do you think is preferable? Use specific examples to support your preference. Both learning through personal experience and learning through the advice of others can help you in life. If you don't have a lot of knowledge about something, the advice of people you trust can be very valuable. They can tell you about their own experiences and about the advantages and disadvantages of a situation. Then you can consider your own wants and needs and decide what you should do. Pretty soon, you'll have more experience of your own. When you're thinking about what you want to do with your life, friends and relatives are a great resource. They can give you information about things like jobs, school, volunteering, and traveling to other parts of the world. They've done a lot of learning in their lives, and you can use it to decide what you want to do with yours. In some cases, there's no real substitute for personal experience. For example, I really don't like to make presentations in class. I know I'll make mistakes, even if I'm thoroughly prepared and know all about my topic. Nothing but experience can help me deal with the nervousness I feel. I know that the feedback I get from the teacher and from the other students will help me learn from those mistakes. At least I'm confident that the next class presentation I make will be much better than the last one. In the end, I think the best way to learn about life is by experiencing it firsthand. No one else can teach you how to get along with other people, how to realistically judge your own abilities, or how to understand who you are. You can only learn these things by dealing with situations every day. Experience is the best teacher.